Today on In Spirit Radio, we are talking with Darren Streblo, a guy that's been involved in media and all kinds of wonderful things over the years, but more well-known as a comedian than anything else. Darren Streblo has a website called darrenstreblo.com. He's got a comedy show there, but he also does concert and comedy shows all across the country. And Darren, it is always a pleasure to catch up. God bless you and welcome to our program.
Mike, always great to be on your show. Thanks for having me back. You know, I appreciate that. Even though all the horrible things that happened the last time we were together on the air, I'm glad you've forgotten all of that and you're having me back on the air. So I'm glad we're okay.
Well,
I'm kidding, of course.
That's a nice disclaimer. So we're well put.
I'm glad you've forgotten. I'm glad you have amnesia.
Yes.
It's all good.
Well, Darren and I met many, many years ago. We were both in radio for the same ministry company, and we had a chance to connect and really developed a long-lasting friendship. And we still get together periodically, usually at Life Fest in Oshkosh or maybe some other concert event along the way. And it is always great to catch up. And Darren has been in comedy for many, many years. And for those that aren't familiar with your comedy, haven't seen you on TV or heard you on radio or been to one of your concerts, maybe you could just share with us a little bit the transition that occurred from radio to make you want to give it a try and be a comedian.
Well, that's a great question. I was kind of, I loved radio. I sure, you know, as you know, it's really fun to be a part of radio. It's a busy medium. You know, there's a lot to do. I enjoyed being in front of people and, you know, just trying to sound smooth. You know, the network we worked for in the past had some really smooth people on it. You know, it's like good music, 24 hours. You know, they sounded really great. I was trying to sound like them, but I realized that I had too much of a stammer to quite get there. But I sure enjoyed it. I just loved, you know, playing the Christian music and, you know, occasionally try to be funny and stuff like that. But then I actually felt like God told me, said, you're not going to be doing this forever. You're going to go into comedy. Which was really odd for me because I'd never actually considered that for myself. I never had people, come up and say, maybe one. I never had anyone come up to me and say, boy, you should be a comedian. It's usually, boy, you should be quiet or I'm going to punch you in the nose. That's usually what I heard. Just hearing you should do comedy. So I started going to places and churches and saying, hey, could I tell some jokes in front of your youth group or in front of your people? And they said, well, do we have to pay you? And I'm like, well, not really. I don't know what I'm doing. I said, okay, that's fine. So I, you know, just kind of get up and do some stuff. And that went really well. And I did that for several years. And then I came across comedian Brad Stein, who's still out there going strong. And Brad Stein, I met him at an Out of the Gray concert. Remember Out of the Gray?
Sure.
He sat me down and he's, you know, he's very, you know, very serious about comedy. And he's like, you're just never going to be as funny as you can be unless you're in front of tough audiences. And I was like, oh, okay, here we go. How do I do that? He said, we should go to a comedy club. And I'm like, a comedy club? Oh my goodness, I can't imagine that. I took him seriously. And so I started traveling once a week to the Twin Cities. I'm out of Minnesota. I went to the Twin Cities and I went to a comedy club and I started doing clean comedy in front of secular audiences once a week. Sometimes twice a week. There are a couple of different clubs down there. And if you want to do clean comedy well, and you want to go to a refiner's fire, Mike, stand up and try to tell clean jokes in front of sometimes intoxicated audiences. You know, you learn really quick what's funny and what's not funny. And, you know, I thought, wow, I got a lot to learn. So I did that for like 4 years, and that was kind of my refiner's fire, my education in stand-up was doing that. And I made a lot of friends and learned how to do it pretty well. And then eventually acquired an agent and a manager and out of Nashville. and that's kind of how it got started. But it was a long process. It's an art form that just takes a long time to learn. I think the comedians that you hear about, the ones that you, there are exceptions, but usually the comedians that are kind of household names are people who have done it for like 30 years, because it just takes a really long time of, you know, failing and knowing what's not funny and what is funny, and kind of finding what your voice is, what you want to talk about, and different things. It just takes a long time to learn. And so it's been fun in that regard, but I've really enjoyed the journey. It's been really interesting.
We're talking to Darren Streblo today here on In Spirit Radio. And Darren, I know that comedy has changed a lot over the years, but really the premise is always the same. It's to make people laugh and bring joy and maybe kind of get their mind off the troubles or things of the world, personally or nationally or internationally. And so I guess you talked about Brad Stein, but it's always an interesting question for me to ask a comedian. Who are the people that make you laugh or you enjoy just listening to?
You know, early days, one of my biggest influence was Victor Borga. And I don't know if you remember him.
Sure, with the piano.
With the piano, the guy with the seatbelt on the piano. He, for one thing, he looks just like my grandpa on my mother's side. So I felt like I had a connection with him instantly. And my grandfather wasn't Danish, but he looked just like him. And that man could just stand up there and talk for hours without playing the piano and just make people roar. And that winsome, sweet, clean delivery. And this is a guy who I discovered was actually fleeing the Nazis back in the day. I mean, he had to flee for his life. And this man knew pain, which is kind of typical of a lot of comedians. And he turned that into just this gorgeous, wonderful set of routines that you could just watch over and over again. And you know, and plus the fact he was an amazing talent on the piano made him just a superstar. And then I met guys in the Christian world doing comedy, like Ken Davis. He was a huge influence, just the way he can turn a story. Ken is very story driven, so he will not get into, and he talks about this, he doesn't really like to do comedy unless it has that story framework first. So you're always just super engaged with Ken, because he's always taking you on this perfect journey. I'm more observational, so I will go into these little kind of quirky things and just kind of nuances of things and kind of random sometimes. Ken is very story driven. Jeff Allen is a fantastic comedian. We share a manager. Jeff's story is amazing, not only because he's just a wonderful observational comic and relationship comic, but you know, the fact that God just kind of reached into his life as a complete enemy of God and just kind of turned him around, you know, kind of almost like the Damascus Road story with, you know, Saul turning into Paul in the Bible. His story is just compelling. So he's been in it. I'll just study these guys. So it's really inspiring to me to be kind of around these comedians, and I've learned a lot from them over the years. Yeah.
Darren Streblo joining us today on In Spirit Radio. It's always great to catch up with Darren, who is a very well-known comedian, and he is a guy that really loves the Lord. And I know for so many, Darren, you know, the entertainment industry can be such a difficult, challenging thing, and I'm sure it has been a challenging thing in your career too, but it is also, for you, in talking with you, a ministry.
You want whatever you do, whatever job you do, you want that to glorify God, I think, when you're a Christian. And you know, it's hard to know how to do that sometimes. You know, even sometimes you have like jobs that sort of like when people say you're a Christian comedian, there's almost like a, well, there's a ministry sort of form to that. You think, well, that there's something there, but even in that, it's kind of hard to know how to do that. But I think the things I've discovered over the years is that, for one thing, it sounds trite, but laughter is like a medicine in that it takes a lot of the pain that we have in life and takes it to kind of the 50,000 foot view, where you can kind of look down on it and see it from a more of a healthy perspective, so that you have a little more hope. Because if you can laugh at something, it has a little less power, and you feel a little better, and it's not as big, isn't it, scary, when you can kind of look at it. My friend Rick Roberts, a Christian comedian, just went through terrible cancer, and he's writing tens of minutes of material on going through this cancer, and you would not believe, Mike, how hilarious it is. It's fantastic, you know, and it's cancer. And he's writing. I mean, it sounds like, how could you laugh about something like that? Well, he's finding a way. And people who have gone through it or are going through, I mean, they're finding hope, you know, listening to the way he talks about this. It's fantastic in that respect. So it's kind of a ministry in that respect. But it also, I think it gives you just a bit of a taste of, like you mentioned before, it gives you a little bit of a taste of the joy of God. You know, serving God, God is, as Ken Davis says, the author of joy. He is joy. The special thing about comedy as an art form, that's the art form that gives you a taste of that. It's just that kind of internal wow. And the reality is that when you know Christ, you get to grab onto the hope that you get to be with that forever. That's how it pairs together, I think, for this particular art form. You're tasting that eternal joy, I think.
You know, Darren, for my wife Jeannie and I, we love to laugh, and we have our favorite comedians, of course, Darren Streblo, top of the list. But we also like Michael Jr. Yes. But we've liked you know, various people that have had, you know, television programs because of the observations they make, like Jerry Seinfeld, or even somebody more regional for you and I who are in the Midwest, like a guy like Charlie Behrens can really get us laughing. Sure. Because of the way that he's so relatable. I mean, when you drive into the Quick Trip, some of the stories he tells, that's the way it is. And I'm sure the observations that you see in just your normal activities, that's where your real fuel comes from for some of your humor, right?
Yeah, I think so. The comment that I get after my shows a lot is, man, it's like you've been spying on me. It's like I relate to everything you're saying. I think it's just kind of jumping into the everyday life of everybody and just finding the funny right there, you know, because there's a lot of laughter that you can have right in your orbit that sometimes you don't see unless you have just a little bit of artistic help. So I think that's what's special about comedy. Absolutely.
I think, you know, you make your observations. So we were out putting gas in the car. It was starting to get colder again, and I was standing at the pump filling our car with gas, and this guy gets out, and he's got shorts and a tank top on and a hat on, and he looks at me and says, man, I can't believe how cold it is out here. Okay, that's what I mean.
You could spend 4 or 5 hours just making fun of people who live in Wisconsin and Minnesota. It's just a hilarious place. It's just, you know, we're I think it's the iron filings in the water. I'm not sure, but it makes us a different people. Absolutely.
Darren Streblo joining us today on In Spirit Radio, and we're so excited about him coming to Wisconsin. His website is darrenstreblo.com. All the details about the concerts are there. They're also up on our website at inspiritradio.online. As we close our time with Darren Streblo, I would be remiss if I didn't ask him about his recent trip to Japan.
Oh, yes. Because I have a granddaughter now, Mike.
Wow.
I have a granddaughter, yes, as of Christmas. As of Christmas of last year. So she'll be a year old on Christmas. Very excited. So we got to go see her. And you won't believe this, Mike, but Japanese culture is very different than that here in Minnesota and Wisconsin, in the United States in general. You wouldn't believe it. We went to Universal Studios with my son over in Japan, and you could tell the difference between Japanese culture. Japanese culture is much more reserved and much more laid back and dignified, I would say. So we were in a park with our granddaughter and my son and his wife and my wife and myself, and the Japanese people are very, you know, very respectful, but they get excited when they see babies because there's not a lot of babies over there. And a Japanese couple came over to us and saw the baby, and they were very excited. And my son was translating this for us, and he said, my son translated this. The man said, "Ooh, what a beautiful baby, such a beautiful baby. Who's the mother?" And my son proudly pointed to his wife and said, "Oh, such a beautiful baby, such a beautiful mother. What a beautiful young mother and a beautiful young baby." And then the man pointed to my wife, who's about my age, and said, "Who is this?" And my son said, "That is the grandmother." And he just like, "She's so young, such a beautiful, beautiful mother, such a beautiful young mother and a beautiful mother and a beautiful grandmother. Oh, so such a young grandmother." And then he pointed and said, "Who's this?" And they said, "That's the grandfather." And they said, "Ooh." So I don't know if I'm going back to Japan, but you know. He said, "You look like a grandfather," is what he said. Time is mean.
Yes.
It hurts you. It does.
It can be. Yeah, it can be.
Time is the fire in which we burn, Mike.
What was it Red Skelton used to say? I've only seen, 13 winters? And the guy said, "Yeah, those summers really took their toll."
He was amazing, too.
He sure was.
Amazing comedian.
He sure was. Darren Streblo joining us today on InSpirit Radio. Always great to catch up with you, my friend.
Hey, this has been fun, Mike. Thank you. I really enjoy it. I hope I can come back sometime.
Yes, indeed. We will have an open door for you to come back and spend a little time with our listeners again real soon. And thank you so much, Darren. God bless you, my friend.
Thank you, my friend.